You've no doubt seen the videos. People dressed all in black, their faces covered, use bats and wooden poles to shatter storefront windows, including those of Nike Town. Rioters can also be seen breaking windows at the old federal courthouse on 6th Avenue. It was this attack on federal property that prompted the FBI to get involved and the U.S. Justice Department to convene a federal grand jury. What happened after that seems to have launched a whole new protest movement. Four people called before that grand jury refused to answer questions about possible suspects. The four were ordered locked up until they agreed to talk. Olympia resident Katie Olenek spent 5 months in the federal detention center at SeaTac, more than 60 days of that in solitary confinement.
The only opportunities she had to leave her cell were taking a shower 3 times a week and for legal visits.
That's Olenek's attorney, Jen Kaplan, who says the treatment of her client was over the top, especially considering Olenek wasn't even in Seattle when the federal property was vandalized.
And she testified as much. She was not at May Day. Nobody had told her about their plans to go to Seattle for May Day. And she hadn't been in Seattle the week before or prior.
So why was she targeted? The government isn't talking. Supporters of the grand jury resistors, as Olenek and others are called, contend the government is on a sort of witch hunt to crack down on the anarchist movement in the Pacific Northwest. As evidence, they point to court papers in which an FBI agent indicates the feds had a group of anarchists under surveillance last year as the group drove from Portland to Seattle. The U.S. Attorney's Office isn't commenting on the FBI's ongoing investigation into last year's May Day riots. Olenek's attorney, Jen Kaplan, says she thinks the whole thing has had a chilling effect.
People are really scared that even if they're law-abiding people, that just by being identified as someone who may or may not know other people who are involved in criminal activity, that they could receive a grand jury subpoena themselves, and that's a frightening prospect.
Groups are planning marches this year. One of the things they say they'll be protesting is the repression of grand jury resistors. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.